It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Fibber and Molly will be with you in a minute. Like 'em filtered, like 'em king size, then for you, this is it. King size L&M filters at the same low price as L&M regular. It's the filter that counts, and no filter compares with L&M's for quality or effectiveness. You get much more flavor, much less nicotine, a light and mild smoke. Buy L&M filters, just what the doctor ordered. Remember, our statement of quality goes unchallenged. L&M is America's highest quality and best filter tip cigarette. Buy L&M filters, king size or regular, both at the same low price.
This is it, L&M filters. This is it, something new. Now two sizes, L&M filters, new king size and regular too. This is it, L&M filters. L&M filters with the miracle tip.
Mr. McGee, along with a great many other radio listeners, is looking forward to hearing the cavalcade of sports on NBC Friday nights. So, here is himself now on the telephone, trying to arrange a little party to inaugurate the season.
Hello, hello. Can you talk a little louder? I can't hear you, boy.
Who is it, McGee?
Wally Wimple. We must have a bad connection because I can barely... What's that, Wimp? Oh, is that it?
What's the trouble?
His wife told him not to use the phone and he's afraid she'll hear him. He's calling from the clothes closet.
Oh.
Huh? Can I what? Can I use some extra neckties? No, thanks, Wimp. I got plenty.
Too bad he isn't calling from the refrigerator. We could use a dozen eggs.
Molly, I can't hear him. What'd you say, Wimp? Oh, she won't let you, huh?
That's the story of his married life. What's wrong now?
Wimp's restricted to quarters for the rest of the week because he got gay when he was ironing this morning and put pleats crossways in Sweetie Face's gym bloomers.
That boy likes to live dangerously, doesn't he?
Well, if you can sneak out tomorrow night, you can listen to it on my radio. Yeah, Doc and Herb Travis and Les are all coming over here anyhow. Mm-hmm. Okay, I hope you can make it. Goodbye.
Coming over to listen to what on our radio? What's on tomorrow night?
Oh, haven't you heard? From now on, every Friday night, NBC is going to broadcast all the big fights.
Fights?
Mm-hmm. Boxing contests. Boxing matches.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with the one tomorrow night. Ought to be a good one. And I thought I'd have a few guys over and maybe open up a keg of root beer.
Well, before you get too big a crowd over to listen to our radio, I'd suggest you find out what that strange noise is in the set first. The fewer people you have in the room, the fewer injuries when the thing blows up.
What strange noise? Oh, you mean that noise that goes beep, beep. That?
Yes. It was fine last year when Shrimp Boats Are Coming was popular, but it doesn't sound right today when they play Answer Me, My Love.
Well, I'm happy to say we don't have any noise in that radio set anymore, my dear. I fixed her.
That's how we got the noise, as I recall.
Well, we haven't got it anymore. And you know what that bleep bleep was?
A Bull Durham commercial?
No, that was Tube Trouble.
Tube Trouble? Mm-hmm. Which one?
All of them. Them things burned out like 2-buck brake bands. That's the last time I buy any radio tubes from a guy that says, psst, hey, bud, come here.
You know, I felt at the time that a dollar a dozen was a little cheap for tubes.
Well, you won't know the old static box now. It's smooth, boy, real smooth. I'll show you. Well, it warms up a little, you'll see. I had this baby run like a charm a while ago.
Well, don't be too disappointed if the charm is worn off. I know this temperamental set of ours, so...
Ah, there you are. What'd I tell you?
For goodness sakes, that's wonderful.
Just took a few new tubes and a touch of genius, that's all.
Why, there isn't a trace of that boop, boop.
No, sir. And none of that old rah, rah, rah that we used to get out of it either, before it switched to the boop, boop.
Sounds like a new set.
Yes, sir. When I put my mind to it, I can fix just about anything that was ever made. In fact, by now, I probably have. But when it comes to radios, that's my specialty. Tomorrow night, when all my friends are sitting around listening to the fights on this good, clear set... It'll be nice to know that I ain't going to be embarrassed by having the thing get noisy and... What was that?
The handwriting on the wall. Call your friends and tell them to stay home and listen.
No, sir. I can fix this set. I know I can, because I've done it a million times. Maybe I put one of them new tubes in backwards or something. Things like that happen sometimes, you know.
Oh, indeed they do, all the time.
Now get my toolbox, will you? I'll take the back off of this set and get it fixed if I blow out every fuse between here and Pickway, Ohio.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
It's dependable, see, so dependable, as dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
And now here's headline news. The makers of America's most popular television, RCA Victor, have just introduced a brand new line of television sets. They're far and away the best-looking, best-performing TV models since television was invented, with all kinds of exclusive new features. But best of all, the prices are the lowest ever for RCA Victor television. See the new line at your dealer. And remember,
it's dependable, see, so dependable, as dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Remember the world's best names for quality. RCA and RCA Victor.
Well, here are your tools, McGee.
And that goes again. I cleared it up while you were out of the room and I thought it was okay.
That certainly is a talented radio. You know, I can't make up my mind.
What you mean?
Which I like best, that shrill squeal or the boo-boo or the rah-rah-rah.
Dead rat of luck. This one I got it working so good, too.
I think I like the boo-boo the best. See if you can get that one back, because
I'll cut it out. Gee whiz, Molly. Now, wouldn't you know it. The minute I get busy working on something delicate like this, who is it? Can you see who it is?
Well, I think... Yes. It's
Teeny. Well, don't answer the door. That kid must have a sixth sense about things like this. Every time I take something apart, she drops in to help me lose a few pieces, so I can't get the thing. Get rid of her, will you? Tell her I'm...
Hey, Mr. McGee, open the door, will you? I know you're home, so will you open the door?
Come back a little later, will you, Teeny? I'm busy.
But this is emergency.
Kid's life is full of emergencies.
Well, maybe she really
isn't. Take a look out the window, will you? She got a black eye or somebody chasing her or anything?
Nope, she looks all right.
Come back in 10 minutes. Okay, Teeny, 10 minutes. I'll talk to you then.
Okay. I guess the emergency can wait for 10 minutes. I'll sit out here on the steps.
Good.
I wonder what she wants.
Probably her shoelaces untied or something. You know, Teeny, hold the back of this set, will you? I'll take the Framistat off the circuit breaker and hit it with a hammer. Sometimes a good hard thump with a hammer makes... Turn it on again.
I hope you've got it this time.
I'll be darned. There it goes again. Maybe if I hit it with my other hand, it might help.
See? Nothing to it. All you have to do is keep slapping it.
Turn it off. I'll have to take the whole cockeyed set apart, speaker and all, I guess. This is the worst thing that ever happened.
Hey, Mr. McGee.
Why don't she stall her off some way till I get this dad-ratted whine out of here, will you? I don't see why
Relax. She just went across the street. A couple of little girls are over there.
Good. Hand me that wrench and stand back. I'm gonna lay every single piece of this radio out on the table where I can see which piece is causing that noise. And there's the speaker. Now, if I can just figure out...
Oh, dear. In a minute, Teeny. In a minute, sweetheart. He'll be with you in a minute.
Oh, we might as well let her in. I can't work with her ringing the doorbell every 3 minutes like that anyhow. Okay. I'm coming.
Hi, Mr. McGee. It's me, Teeny. Hi, Miss McGee.
Hi.
Hello, Teeny.
I hope I'm not intruding.
Oh, not at all, Teeny. Not at all. Come in. We've been expecting you. Now, what's the emergency you were talking about?
Emergency?
Yeah, don't tell me you've been ringing the bell all afternoon just for the exercise.
Oh, no. I remember now.
Good.
It's my toy. Mr. Bagby, our mailman, gave it to me, and Willie Toops, he broke it.
Willie Toops, he broke it? He did, huh?
Sure. That's emergency. Could you fix it for me, hmm? You're a wonderful fixer, I betcha.
Well, I'm awful busy here, Tina.
Oh, go on. McGee, fix it for whatever it is.
All right. What is it, sis? Let me see it. I'll see what I can do.
Oh, gee, thanks. Here it is. It's a musical instrument, see?
That's a musical instrument?
Sure. It used to play Yankee Doodle, but now when you blow it, all it does is this. Listen. I've been blowing it out on your porch while I was waiting, but it didn't get better. Maybe you didn't hear it. You had your radio on when I was blowing it. Gee, how do you do that, mister? Make your face so red and make your eyes roll like that. I never saw anybody do that before. Did you, Mrs. McGee?
Oh, this is ridiculous.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. This is John Wald, and if you'll check the calendar with me, you'll see that September is here already, and that autumn will be along before you can say Jack Frost. Well, almost. Here at NBC, we're busy welcoming in the new season with a number of special programs designed just for your fall listening. Since autumn means the excitement of college football all over the nation, NBC will bring you complete coverage of the top game of the week each Saturday, beginning September 18th. And while we're on sports, NBC also brings you the top boxing match of the week each Friday night on Cavalcade of Sports, and you can hear that beginning tomorrow night. To leave sports and talk about dramatic entertainment for a moment, there's The Big Story, the exciting account of the newspaper world beginning next Wednesday, September 8th, and Lux Radio Theater, which needs no introduction on Tuesday, September 14th. That's just a brief glimpse of the listening ahead for you. Whether it's sports, drama, comedy, quiz, music, or news, you'll find the best on NBC.
And I finally got our radio back together again. That works swell, Molly.
Well, good. And speaking of radio, don't you think we'd better remind the people again?
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget Sunday night at the same time when you'll again hear that sweet, lovable, laughable couple.
Oh, McGee, just give them the facts, please.
Okay. Like I say, we're on Sunday nights now, Sundays through Thursdays.
Over all these same NBC stations. And we hope you'll be listening.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. This is John Wald reminding you again not to forget the new night in the McGee week, Sunday night, when you will again hear Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The story? Well, the McGees took a short weekend trip to Twin Rock Falls. And naturally, Fibber is so full of the things they saw that he has to bend the ear of everybody within earshot and... Oh, but why listen to me? You can hear it all Sunday, much more entertainingly told by Fibber, McGee, and Molly.